Thank you very much for the presentations on the launch of the new reports. Since this agenda item is about the global and regional context and relevant work processes, I would like to inform you all that the European Union will inform the meeting of the parties about the recast of the Drinking Water Directive and the Urban Wastewater Treatment Directive, as well as other relevant developments and possible synergies with the work carried out under this protocol under agenda items 10, 13, and 14, so tomorrow and the day after tomorrow. Now I would like to invite distinguished representatives to indicate if they are wishing to make interventions. I see no. No, I see none. Therefore, I would like to read out the proposed decision for this agenda item. Hopefully, you can see it on the screen. Yes. So the meeting takes note of the relevant developments regarding global and regional processes relevant to water, sanitation, and health, particularly the forthcoming 2023 UN Water Conference and the 7th Ministerial Conference on the Environment and Health. Encourages participants to actively promote the protocol in the preparatory processes and at both conferences. Also encourages countries to submit voluntary commitments and concrete actions on water and health at the United Nations 2023 Water Conference. Requests the Joint Secretariat to transmit the outcomes of the meeting of the parties, in particular of the high-level segment, to the co-hosts of the 2023 UN Water Conference and the Conference Secretariat, and invites the co-hosts and the Conference Secretariat to consider these inputs. Takes note of the progress reports, the following progress reports: progress on WASH in healthcare facilities 2000-2021, special focus on WASH and infection prevention and control. 2, progress on drinking water, sanitation and hygiene in schools, 2000-2022 data update with the thematic pullout on disability inclusive WASH services. And 3, drinking water, sanitation and hygiene in the WHO European region, highlights and progress towards achieving SDG 6. And finally, commends countries for participating in the SDG 6 global monitoring instruments and encourages them to use these data to inform target setting and action planning under the protocol. As I have informed you at the beginning of this agenda item, these decisions are for you to consider now until the end of the meeting. I think with this, we can move on to item 6, improving governance for water and health, support for setting targets and implementing measures. I would like to inform you that for every technical program area under the protocol, there will be a short video screen to introduce the area of work. So I would like to ask the Secretariat to screen the first video relevant to this item. Thank you. Thank you for this video. If anybody needs to go out for a moment, you're welcome. I would like to remind everyone, the delegates for the meeting documentation, which you can see displayed on the screen, which is the regional report on the status of implementation of the protocol, document number ending with 5 or 6/11. Now I would like to invite Ms. Avilo Ochieng-Pernet from Switzerland, Chair of the Task Force on Target Setting and Reporting, to present the outcomes of the work of the task force in the past triennium, as well as achievements under this program area and suggested future work based on the draft program of work for the next triennium, and also on behalf of the other lead parties, Portugal and Romania. Ma'am, you have the floor.